Stop judging, and you will not be judged. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as I mentioned last week, I intend to discuss this past week what was going on with the Vatican, with the summit that was called for by our Holy Father, Pope Francis. Let me begin by reminding you of something that our seminary professor told us. He said in the Middle Ages, if the bishop ran off with the church secretary and took the church funds, the people would pray for him. But if the bishop taught heresy, they would burn him at the stake. He said the difference is, the first one, the bishop is dealing with his own soul. In the second, of teaching heresy, he's dealing with the souls of the people. That's why they would burn him. Now, we don't do burning at the stake anymore. But we do have this phenomenon of bishops doing wrong, even popes perhaps, teaching heresy. I don't want to address that latter part of this homily, but there are some questions of doctrine that this Holy Father has broached that needs to be addressed in some way. It is being addressed in one way, and I'll get to that at the end of the homily. But what are we to do with bishops? What are we to do with cardinals? Now, this past week, the Holy Father called for a special summit, a meeting of all the national heads of the various bishops' conferences from around the world. But all of this was generated because of Cardinal McCarrick. He was the former Archbishop of Washington, D.C., and it has become known last year that he was engaged in same-sex activity with seminarians and priests, and that this was widely known amongst the people out east, and that eventually this became known publicly, even involving a minor. And so this was a great scandal. At the time, the former ambassador to the United States from the Vatican, Archbishop Vigano, pointed out to the Holy Father in a public letter, I warned you about him. I told you that he was a bad egg. But yet you reversed Pope Benedict's sanction against him. Why? And so this was a big scandal. If you recall, our Holy Father was asked this on the plane, coming back from Ireland, I believe, and he simply said, I won't say a word about this. But then he challenged the reporters, because you're all professionals, you can research into this. Now they're trying. But when you don't answer questions, it's very hard to research. And so the U.S. bishops, if we recall, were rightly scandalized by one of their own, and they wanted to find out the answer from the Holy Father. And so they went to Rome, they went to the Vatican, and there they had a two-hour meeting with him. If you recall, the Vatican released that unfortunate photo of them all laughing around at a table. Very unfortunate. But the long and short of that meeting was the Pope didn't tell him anything, except to say, well, we'll look into this, and then I'm going to have a special summit in February. Well, that was a long time off, back in June. And so the U.S. bishop said, well, we need to address this issue amongst ourselves. And so we're having a meeting coming up in November. We're going to address the problem of bishops acting out in same-sex relations. And so as the meeting approached, the Vatican said, well, don't have this meeting. Well, the U.S. bishop said, well, Holy Father, this is our annual, biannual meeting. Everything's all set. The agenda's all set. You know, everything's all in place. We're going to have this meeting. And on the agenda was to deal with bishops. Well, at the last minute, if you recall, Cardinal Supich of Chicago got up and announced that the Holy Father was nixing this issue off the agenda. You're not to talk about this issue of bishops acting out in same-sex relations. Instead, we're going to leave that to the February issue, a February summit. We're going to move that to that when the Holy Father can deal with this issue with all the nations, not just with the United States. So that's how this summit was built. It was to deal with clergy sexual abuse of minors and vulnerable adults. What does that mean, vulnerable adults? Well, it meant seminarians, priests, nuns. Well, as the summit was coming up here, at the last minute they dropped from the agenda the issue of bishops acting out with vulnerable adults, seminarians, priests, and nuns. It was just to deal with minors. That was the agenda for this last few days. When asked about this, the bishops deferred, said, no, this is, we'll deal with minors, and it also applies to others. No, it doesn't, but. So that's how this summit came about. It started on Thursday in earnest. They had witnesses of victims who were abused as children, talking to the national heads of all the various conferences. Friday, they had war talks. Saturday was dedicated to the issue of transparency. I haven't read anything about the results of all these summits. It's still all fresh. And then the Holy Father concluded this summit with a homily today. And I only heard some rather harsh words from our Holy Father that would be actually very appropriate words regarding those who engage in same-sex relations with minors. But all of this is reminiscent of what happened in 2002. If you recall, Cardinal Law of Boston was accused of moving around pedophile priests to different parts of his diocese, not telling the people. And so this became a big scandal at that time. Then it turns out he wasn't alone. All the bishops were doing this. So they had this special meeting in Dallas dealing with underage sexual abuse. As that meeting was going on, it was clergy sexual abuse, and at the last minute, I'm not sure who, but one of the bishops said, well, wait a second, we're clergy too. So they dropped the word clergy and just said priests and deacons, but not bishops. And if you recall, one of the bishops at that meeting who was the head of the conference was Cardinal McCarrick. So Cardinal McCarrick has had his hand in this from the very beginning, all these misdeeds. He even was the one, as Archbishop Bigelow pointed out, he's the one who handpicked Cardinal Supich and Cardinal Tobin, who is the Archbishop of Newark in New Jersey. They bypassed the normal vetting of bishops. And Cardinal McCarrick handpicked Cardinal Supich and Tobin to be in their particular dioceses. And our Holy Father picked Cardinal Supich to head this summit. So all of this, at least to me, is very troubling, the connections here. So we have this summit going on. Now Jesus challenges us not to judge. Do not judge, lest you be judged. And that's true. We don't know the particulars of going on. But we can judge objectively. We can judge objective statistics. And those statistics go back to 2002. At that time, the Archbishop of Omaha, Breskowitz, said, coming out of a closed-door meeting, I know I'm not supposed to talk about this, but we need to ask about the roots of this problem. And he was referring to homosexuality. But he was voted down at that time. But later, the U.S. bishops commissioned a special committee to investigate why 80% of the cases were male, and 80% of those were pre- and post-pubescent teenagers. And so this is a problem of same-sex attraction. And so they investigated this and spent $1 million on it, and they came back with a report saying, well, we really don't know what's the cause because we never asked the ones who are perpetrating this. And so it's left out there as a hypothesis. Well, that question came up because two other national synods have investigated themselves and found the same statistics in Germany and in France. And those statistics were pointed out to Cardinal Cupich this past week, and he again said, well, we don't know. It's just all our hypothesis. But we do know the statistics, okay? Unfortunately, there was another book that came out this past week, Thursday, about the Vatican. And I haven't read it. I have the book. I just got it. It came out in 8 different languages. The English language, the name of the book has been changed. It's called Out of the Closet in the Vatican. It's the name in English. But in the other titles, it's simply called sodomy. Because that's what we're dealing with here. Sodomy. And so in that book he suggests that up to 80% of the Vatican is filled with people who are same-sex attraction. Well, we don't know that, but all I can say from my experience, I've had 3 assignments. In each of the assignments, I've had a predecessor who was engaged in same-sex activity. One of whom, this is public knowledge, one of whom went to jail in Wisconsin because he was in league with 2 other priests who were sodomizing seminarians. So this is a real scandal. This is a real problem that we have in our day and age. So what can we do? Well, there's not much we can do but pray. 2 cardinals, the 2 of the 4 dubia cardinals, if you remember back in 2016, 4 cardinals wrote the Pope 5 questions. This is standard operating procedure. Cardinals have done this in the past with popes. They ask questions, the Pope turns around and answers their questions. That's his role. But if you recall, he hasn't answered their questions, and 2 of the cardinals have since passed on. So the 2 of the living cardinals took it upon themselves on Wednesday to write an open letter to the summit participants, the president of the national conferences. They tried with the Pope. It's not working. So they appealed directly to the participants in this open letter. And all this is on online. It's on the internet. They wrote, "Dear brothers, president of the conferences of bishops, we turn to you in deep distress. The Catholic world is adrift with anguish. The question is asked, where is the church going? Before the drift-in process, it seems that the difficulty is reduced to that of an abuse of minors, a horrible crime, especially when it is perpetrated by a priest, which is, however, only a part of a much greater crisis. The plague of a homosexual agenda has been spread within the church, promoted by organized networks, protected by a climate of complicity and a conspiracy of silence. The roots of this phenomenon are clearly found in that atmosphere of materialism, of relativism, of hedonism, in which the existence of an absolute moral law that is without exceptions is openly called into question. Sexual abuse is blamed on clericalism. But the first and primary fault of the clergy does not rest in the abuse of power, but in having gone away from the truth of the gospel. The even public denial by words and acts of the divine and natural law is at the root of the evil that corrupts certain circles in the church. In the face of this situation, cardinals and bishops are silent. Will you also be silent on the occasion of this meeting called in the Vatican? We are among those who in 2016 presented to the Holy Father certain questions, dubia, which were dividing the Church in the wake of the conclusion of the Synod on the Family. Today, those dubia have not been any answer, but are part of a more general crisis of the faith. Therefore, we encourage you to raise your voice to safeguard and proclaim the integrity of the doctrine of the Church. We pray to the Holy Spirit that He may assist the Church and bring light to the pastors who guide her. A decisive act now is urgent and necessary. We trust in the Lord who has promised, "Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." Walter Cardinal Brandmuller and Raymond Leo Cardinal Burr. Very strong open letter, very unprecedented. It's part of the crisis going on. They're right in pointing this out. They've appealed to the Holy Father, He's not responding. Now they're publicly appealing, almost in desperation, to the Synod participants to say something. I haven't heard if they had. There was a report of a special secret meeting of nuncios, ambassadors. They met on Thursday evening. We don't know what's going to come from that. Our Holy Father is going to have a meeting on Monday of the various Vatican commissions. We have to wait and see if His final say-so in all of this. But these are really troubling times. Again, Jesus says, "Judge not, lest you be judged," and that's true. All of us will have our own particular judgment. All of us will stand before Jesus, and all our actions will be laid bare, and we'll know whether we're going to heaven or hell. But the Catechism of the Catholic Church also points out that there will be a general judgment over the peoples. This is found in Matthew 25. Jesus says, "At the end of the world, I will return on my throne with all the angels. I'll assemble all the nations before me, and I will separate them one from another." We call this the general judgment, as opposed to the particular judgment of an individual. And at the general judgment, we'll know everything. Everything. We'll know what Julius Caesar did. We'll know whether Tom Brady deflated those footballs or not. We'll know everything. Nothing will be left unknown to us. So we have to withhold individual judgment, but not the general judgment. There's something going on here, Holy Father. This is very troubling. The bishops, the cardinals mentioned the natural law being attacked, and this is true. And so we have much to pray about. So as we continue with this Mass, we need to pray for our Holy Father, the Pope. Pray for our bishops. Pray for your priests. Pray for me. This is extremely troubling to me. Very disheartening. This is bringing up a lot of bad memories of my seminary days, my assignments. I shared this with the parish council. I spent an hour talking to them about this. If you want to read it in the parish council minutes, you can. But we need to pray, huh? Pray for the victims. Pray for those who are rightly scandalized by all of this. It's true, Jesus is with His Church until the end of time. Don't know why this is happening at this particular time, but God has a plan in all of this. So as we continue, please pray, please pray, please pray.